The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Dayton Kane here. Rose Gray. Welcome, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
So Andrea's your daughter, and she works at Fox World Travel. Now we got grandkids coming on. Is this just a generational thing that we're doing?
I think so.
I love it. So welcome to the studio.
Thanks.
Got in today, no problem?
Yeah, it was a little, you know what? We're starting to figure it out, right? So there's about six ways or more to get into this building. So if life throws you a curveball and you can't get into the parking lot, you figure something else
That's
out.
That's right. I tried to pre-warn you.
You did.
I went to turn
Thank
in the parking
you.
Lot. I'm like, oh, wait,
Thank
this
you.
Isn't open today. So let's talk travel.
Yeah.
Any exciting news this week?
Well, we have some exciting news. First of all, thanks to Emily Kilmer, who joined us last week for the first two segments of the show. It was so well received, and we had so many compliments that we decided to make this kind of a feature for at least the remainder of the year. And so today, I am very excited to let the listeners know that we have somebody from our vacation team joining us again today.
And who is that?
It's Katie Hawk.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for having me.
No, thank you for getting up on a Saturday, although I know you have kids, so that means you've been up for a while.
I have been. Yes. Thank you, though.
So here's the thing. We mentioned last week that if you wanted to get more information about our guest travel advisor, you could go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, hit the travel button, find an agent, and there, voila, you would be. So it was easy enough to find you, but I think you need to do a little work on this profile, my friend. You've been with Fox longer than 2 years.
Yes, I have, actually. I didn't realize it was that old. Thanks for calling me out, Rose.
Yeah, no problem.
Yes, I've been there for about 4.5 years now.
Okay, then. So
yeah, time to update.
Yeah.
I guess so.
So, Katie, what I love to do is tell us about your most recent trip and tell us about what you've got coming up on the schedule.
Sure. I am actually leaving for Punta Cana next week, Saturday, and we're taking the kids. So that should be fun. It's been a few years since I've been there. Yeah, we're going for research, obviously.
Of course. And so it's a family-friendly resort, I may assume?
Yes. It's in La Romana.
Oh, fun. So this is a little different. So for those listeners who are only aware of Punta Cana and don't realize that in the Dominican Republic, we've got some good options, this is an alternative to Punta Cana. It's La Romana. So tell us about that.
Never been to the La Romana side, so I thought it would be something a little bit different. So truly for research, but also because it is a little bit different than the Punta Cana area, which I have been to before. So I hear the beaches are really great on that side. It's a little bit of a smaller resort, which is kind of nice. So hopefully I'll get some more information and be able to bring that back to everybody after Thanksgiving.
And then we'll probably have you back on. The ages of your children are?
My son is 15 and my daughter's 11.
Oh,
so it's
perfect.
A little bit hard to please at this age. So hopefully they've got some good activities for them.
Well, they probably, like my grandchildren, have turned into resort snobs because of me. So let's hope that doesn't happen. So Katie does a lot of things at Fox World Travel. And as she said, she is part of our Fun and Sun expert team. But you are also a part of another very important team at Fox World Travel.
Yes, I'm part of the Disney Dream Team.
There you go. So we've got a big event coming up this week, and we should talk a little bit about that. But tell us what the Dream Team does. Why would somebody want to reach out to the Dream Team?
Well, who has traveled to Disney multiple times, there's a lot of work that goes into planning a travel trip to Disney. You know, there's resort reservations or theme park reservations and dining reservations and, you know, tips and tricks, and that's all what we do for the clients and kind of lead them in the direction that they're looking for.
Because as I can tell you and attest to, this is not something you want to get involved in unless you have all kinds of time and patience. Mm-hmm. because it's just crazy. And when I take the next grandkid to Disney World, you can bet I will reach out to our dream team and they will be helping me out again. And I'm just like everybody else in this world. I pay the dream team a fee to do this for me, and I do it gladly because it's just way overwhelming and too much. So we should let everybody know that the Give the Gift of Disney virtual travel show is happening November 16th at 6 p.m. And we will have a dream team member along with some other people who will be on this particular event, and we'll give you a little overview, but we also have some time for some questions and answers, is my understanding.
Absolutely.
Good. So anyway, so tell us how we can get a hold of you specifically if we want to get a little information, and you can help us with our Disney trip, or you can help us with our Sun and Fun trip, because if you haven't booked that yet, it's time, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Flights, especially we had those nonstop flights out of Milwaukee, they're selling out, especially for those spring break dates. So, you know, if that's really specific to you guys, if you have specific dates, I would definitely get a hold of us sooner rather than later. Like Rose had mentioned, I'm in the Sheboygan office, but any of our Fun and Sun agents would be able to help you with that.
Right. And so to get a hold of anybody, it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, and we are there Monday through Friday. And we also really encourage people to use one of our virtual platforms. How does that work, Katie?
Absolutely. You can just go right to foxworldtravel.com and then plan a trip or plan a vacation. And then you can find an advisor, and you can go there and you can click on all of our profiles and see, you know, the different destinations that all of us are specialized in. You can narrow it down by location, whatever works best for you. And then you can request an appointment or just call our offices directly and ask to speak to us, or email, phone call, whatever works best for you.
We do. So we have email, we have virtual chat, we have virtual appointments, we have the good old telephone. I don't think we do faxes anymore. Do we still accept fax requests?
You know what? I don't even think that was a thing when I first started a couple years ago.
So you're leaving Saturday. You're flying nonstop with the family.
Yep, we're flying out of Chicago.
Okay, perfect. So these are the kinds of things that your customers ask, right? Like, how do
Absolutely.
I get there? I want to go there. I've got three people coming along with me. When I travel alone, I'll do any kind of crazy connections. When I'm traveling with family members, I'm not doing crazy things, right?
Well, I'm actually kind of the opposite. I'd rather drive to, like, you know, 2.5 hours to Chicago for a nonstop,
right?
Just because I like the convenience of it. It takes a little. It's, you know, quicker. I'm not concerned about my bags as much coming with me. So that's just all the kind of the perks that we would have that information for you.
Right. And then you can give them the ins and outs of, do we prepay a bag? Do we, you know, what do we do? That kind of thing. So
absolutely.
All right. So may I ask, when you get back, can we reach out to you and get a little report on your Punta Cana family vacation?
Absolutely.
All right. Katie Hawk, thank you.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Good information.
Oh, thank you.
Nice to meet you, Katie.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Reach out to her. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Give us a call. The talk and text line is 855-616-1620.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. 919. We're going to see a high of 39 degrees, currently at 35 in Milwaukee. And I'm looking at foxworldtravel.com, and there is something new on the virtual side.
Yeah. So when you go to resources and then you go to vacation travel shows and events, that is where you would go if you were to sign up for the Give the Gift of Disney virtual travel show on November 16th at 6 p.m. But you will also see there 2023 Europe Collection Fox Group Vacation virtual travel show. And many of you Fox fans are saying to yourself, wait a minute, I never heard about this. How did that get on that website? And I never heard about it. Colleen and I recorded an on-demand webinar so that you can, as a consumer, watch and listen to what is still out there for 2023. We've about, last number I saw, we were about 60% sold on our Europe group collection for 23.
Okay.
So that means we've got some space available. So if you want to, you know, we will clearly not promote anything that's sold out. Anything that's on that virtual event is something that you can buy into. So we want you to, I will tell you, we did feature Scafidi, but immediately put a big sold out sign on it and told everybody, get your name on the waiting list, because we are diligently working on getting that exact itinerary that Scafidi's doing that sold out so quickly and offering it again. Now, I'm pretty sure WTMJ Good Karma Brands is not going to let Steve Scafidi be
go
gone
twice.
twice. But I promise we will get a tour manager that you will be happy with, and we will offer it again, because we just, I mean, six people on a waiting list is one thing, but 30 people on a waiting list was, are you kidding? We've got to run this again. So
looks like a good trip.
Yeah.
855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. We do have a call. Let's go over to Gary in Merton. Good morning, Gary. What's your question?
Morning. We're thinking about going to Hawaii, and what are your thoughts about the Norwegian cruise that comes in and out of Honolulu?
Well, I think it's fabulous, and I'll tell you why. Because it's your only choice unless you want to sail from the United States. Many years ago, there were four or more cruise lines that sailed the Hawaiian Islands. And that meant you started in Hawaii and you sailed the four prominent islands and maybe went to the two or three other minor islands. And one by one, they went by the wayside. So our good friends at Norwegian Cruise Lines said, hey, there's a need here. Let's figure this out. And so they did. And just like anything in the good old United States of America, this was so well received that they put another ship on, and then they put another ship on, and it got really big. And they overextended. I'll be very honest. They overextended. So they got very smart, and within a couple of years, downgraded again. And now they've got one ship sailing in Hawaii, and they do a fabulous job. And one of the reasons we love this for those people who have not been to Hawaii before, is that you get long periods of time in port. Now, lots of times if you do the Caribbean, you'll get into a port like, say, St. Thomas at 9 o'clock in the morning, and your ship will pull out by 2 in the afternoon or something like that, or maybe 3 in St. Thomas because it's a shopping port, and you think, man, I sure didn't have a lot of time. You will find, as you look at this itinerary for NCL in Hawaii, that on some of those, they actually overnight in the port. So, for example, when you're on Maui, you can actually take the advantage of a actual luau and not feel like I'll never make it back to the ship in time. So we love it. It's a great way to see it. And have you been to Hawaii before?
No.
Yeah.
It's the first time.
So it's a great, great way to see Hawaii the first time. And what we find, Gary, is people come back and say, I loved every minute of it, but we loved fill in the blank. And one of the islands usually stands out in somebody's mind, and then they'll go back to that island for a longer period. You'll also notice on that itinerary, something we love is the fact that it does both sides of the big island. So you will be doing not only Hilo, but you'll be doing Kona as well. So really, really good itinerary. Something I might recommend is getting in a couple of days early. Because if you'll notice, you start and end in Honolulu. And it really does not give you enough time to A, acclimate yourself to the time difference, and B, give you enough time to do what you need to do on Oahu, which in my opinion involves Pearl Harbor. So what we tell people is go in a couple days early, get your body acclimated, go do Pearl Harbor before you start the cruise. You're there, you're ready to roll, and away you go. So, and we've got a number of Hawaii experts on our staff that would be more than happy to help you with that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks for calling, Gary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. More of your questions coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac's got us on that Hawaiian luau right now. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Dayton Kane, Rose Gray here on the Fox World Travel Show. Let's see, we have one from the 920. Says, good morning. We're planning a 10th anniversary next September in Las Vegas. We would like a suite with 3 bedrooms and a private pool. Is that a possibility? I would love that.
You know what? It could be a possibility. What I would check would be a private home rental. Because it may not be on the strip, but it could be. Because in that whole section, when's the last time you were in Vegas?
It's been 10 years probably.
Okay. So in this section where Aria and Bellagio and this kind of new area is, there are definitely privately owned condos in that area. And so there would be, I'm supposed to say Vrbo, not VRBO. Sorry to those of you who are listening and scold me when I say it wrong. But Vrbo would definitely be where I I would look, Vrbo.com. And then I do know that some of the really megas like MGM Grand will have three-bedroom suites.
Right.
They'll have penthouses and they'll have three-bedroom suites.
Question is, do they have the private pool?
The
That's the question.
Pool is very, very unlikely unless you do something like I said, like you the Venetian might have something like that where there's a private plunge pool, but to say it would have a private pool. But my first go-to there would be Vrbo.
I heard they redid, what's the other street called, with the canopy over the top?
Fremont Street.
Yeah. I heard they redid a bunch of stuff there, too.
They did, because, I mean, it was... For the longest time, it was horrible. For those of you who are gamblers, you used to go there when you were losing on the strip because at least you could win at there. But then you'd be stepping over trash and things like that. So that was not good. So they redid that. But that was a long time ago. They really had to up their game there. And they've got – that's the name of the resort is escaping me right now. I'll think of it or Google it on a break. But there's an adults-only resort now in downtown Las Vegas.
Oh.
So, you know, we have people all the time saying, how come there can never be an all-inclusive? Well, I don't know that there ever will be. You know, I heard a segment, I think it was on Steve Scafidi's show, about why we can't have unlimited alcohol. You ever, you know, like you pay a fee.
In the U.S., you mean?
Yep, you pay a fee.
It's because we're all drunks and we drink too much.
I think that's probably accurate. But I think you could, there was a bar that was trying to do a thing where you could walk in and pay a like $20 flat fee and then drink all you wanted. And then there was some uproar about that. Because
they do that here in Milwaukee for the college kids.
Yeah.
They can't do that anywhere else.
Probably not allowed.
Dan in New Berlin has, a quick question to answer here. We're going with you on the Antarctica trip. What are the correct dates for leaving and coming home?
Oh, well, let's take a look.
It says the website says January 6th through the 20th.
Yeah,
is that correct?
Yeah, that is absolutely not correct.
Yeah.
That should be taken off and revised.
All right. So
I'll find
we'll work
right
on
dates.
That.
Yes.
We'll work on that this week and get it fixed for you. And you'll know then at that point, Dan. We will take your calls and texts. The WTMJ Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Right now, though, we're going to go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Adam Roberts. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning to you. Thanks for tuning in. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here on the Fox World Travel Show. We got down a little rabbit hole looking at this hotel here.
We did. So it's called Circa. And we all had talked about it. I know, Dayton, you were here when we talked about this. So this has to be within the last...
year and a half, two years.
It's called Circa Las Vegas, the only adult-only casino resort in Las Vegas. And it's on Fremont Street. Adam is with us, and he thinks he could just stay in a standard room for $330.
Yeah, that's what I was looking, because, you know, like you said, we went down this hole of, okay, well, hypothetically, if I want to go check this place out, because world's largest sports book, that sounds interesting. So, yeah, I went, and I was just, okay, hypothetically, I'll just book a weekend stay for November 18th, $330 a night.
Ooh. I don't think that's that much, you guys, anymore.
No?
I think you're thinking of the old days when we used to stay at the Westward Ho for $29.
That doesn't happen anymore?
Well, Westward Ho has imploded, so that can't be
this
on there.
This rooftop pool area looks amazing at this place. So, well, it's worth checking out if you're looking to go there, I guess.
Yeah, you don't have to stay on the Strip. You can stay downtown and feel a little bit more, what's the word? Back to normal. I don't know. When you're in Las Vegas, nothing is normal.
I was going to say, anyway, that doesn't happen.
Actually, what's funny is while we were talking, my good friend Nancy, who is our business development manager for Globus Family of Brands, was in Las Vegas this past week with a number of Fox World Travel people because we had what is called our signature conference this past week, and a select number of people went. Now, what is Signature Travel? It is a consortium that we belong to.
Okay.
So Fox is big. We've talked about how big Fox is. 28th largest travel agency by sales in the United States. But we want to be bigger and we want to provide more and we want to have even more clout. And we do that by belonging to a network of travel agencies that together have a voice.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
It makes sense. And it's good for all of our Fox fans because it brings in better pricing. It brings in better additions. When we do a cruise and we go on to Signature's website and we find out that that's one of their preferred sailings, all of a sudden there's an extra $200 shipboard credit, or all of a sudden there is a two-night stay before the cruise, or any number of fun things. So That's what that means. But anyway, so yeah, they were all there without me, of course. So
somebody has to stay back and do the show.
Yes, exactly. And that's okay because I'm not the one that really should be out there. It's the people that are on the in the trenches, as it were. Sure. And I don't mean to imply that Katie Hawk, who is with us in the first half hour, thank you, Katie, is in trenches. We have very lovely offices, but they're customer facing people. They right. need to know. And those are the people that we send to those kinds of things. We send a couple of people that can do a little negotiating, and we send some other people who can do some learning. And they come back and they share that with the rest of our staff and tell everybody what we need to know, what are good resorts and what is Signature doing for us and how are they helping Fox.
And it's continuing education, right? Things are always changing, so you got to stay fresh. You got to stay up to date.
Always changing. And again, some of the things that we are doing now at Fox, I never in my wildest dreams. And so we were thrilled at the end of September when we were able to have our very first since the pandemic in-person show. We right. loved it. We broke all kinds of records. And we will do more of those. We've had emails from people saying, when are you going to do more of those? We will, but it's going to be big. It's always going to be something really, really big and thought out and right. really special. So in the meantime, not that the things that we're offering as virtual travel shows are not special, but they are more of a niche maybe, and maybe a smaller venue would have held them, and we wouldn't have to have that expense. We can do it online, and we can do that. And that's what we're doing with Give the Gift of Disney. I cannot say enough about what a Disney Dream Team member will do for Fox guests. I can't, I run into people every once in a while who go, oh my gosh, I love every minute of planning that Disney vacation. Good, you go for it. I'm happy to hear that. I just do not have that kind of patience, and I did this for a living for a long, long time, and I don't know enough about it, and I just want it to be handled.
So on a side note, my family did a trip to Yellowstone a few years ago, and I'm the kind of guy that doesn't plan. I'm just like, let's go out there and we'll go by the seat of our pants.
Nah.
My sister-in-law researched and did a bunch of stuff that we never would have found if we would have just went out there.
Yeah.
And so if you think you're going to Disney World or Disneyland and doing that without somebody planning for you, you're going to miss so many things that you could see that you're going to regret. You'll hear somebody talk about you like, oh, I didn't know that was there.
Yep.
We missed that.
Yep. Yeah. Or something is new, and one of right. your kids or grandkids is just dying to go to in explore that new thing, and now you didn't jump on it fast enough, and you can't get in. Well, what are we going to do about that kind
exactly.
of a thing? So, yeah, I mean, I like Disney for all it's worth. I like Disney for what it offers. I will never be a Disney maniac like there are out there that our dream team members seem to be, but I'm glad there are people like that can do that. I'm glad there are people like Katie out there who will go to La Romana so that the next time somebody walks in and says, all right, we've already done Puerto Vallarta, Cancun, right. Riviera Maya, Punta Cana, Jamaica, what else you got? Well, here's the thing. You can fly nonstop into Punta Cana, and you can still go and experience a new destination that is not necessarily going to make you have to do connecting flights and all that kind of thing.
Sure.
So I just love that kind of stuff. I love that these people do this research for us. I love that these people do our work so that they can collaborate with our people. And I hear every time I'm in an office, if I'm in the Greenfield office or I'm in the Brookfield office or I'm in the Sheboygan office, and I hear snippets of somebody having a conversation, and the person sitting in front of them is saying, I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me know. I didn't know that. And that's yeah. what we're there for, to tell you what you don't know. Did you know that that side of Mexico has a completely different kind of sand than the sand that you had in the Riviera Maya? Do you know that the Bavaro beaches in Punta Cana are some of the best beaches in the world? But that's not the only place in the Dominican Republic that's got good beaches. So right. let's look at other options. Did you know that this used to be? I was in one of our offices not that long ago, and somebody specifically asked for a resort, thinking it was still an adult-only property, and it wasn't.
And they got schooled and said, "This is really exactly. what's going on now."
Yep.
The world's a big place, and it keeps changing. We keep talking about that. So if you're not staying up on stuff, right. Fox World Travel is. And that's where they help.
Right. And that circles back to how we all started this little segment by saying continuing education. People right. say, oh, my gosh, my travel advisor is gone again. Well, she's gone for a reason. He's gone for a reason. he's learning something. Now, we do get vacations as well. We actually get vacations. And some of our people actually take vacations and do things like go up north to a cottage or something like that. But for the most part, you are in this business because you want to continue to broaden your horizons and you want to learn more about what there is out there so that you are a better advisor for your customers.
There you go. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Get your calls in. We got a couple segments left here on the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Dayton Kane here with Rose. 35 degrees, going to be cloudy and a high of 39 today. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Do have a text from the 262 who says, how will travel to Europe be affected by ETIAS in 2023 in the Schengen area?
Okay, well, we are going to school Dayton right
now.
Yeah,
what does all this mean?
So ETIAS is a European Travel Information and Authorization System.
Okay.
It's a completely electronic system that is replacing what used to happen before the Schengen Agreement many years ago. There are people who are listening to this show that will remember you had to cross borders.
Okay.
You had, when you crossed a border, you were crossing, you know, from one country. And in Europe, that's like crossing from one state
to another. Right.
When you crossed a border, you had to do what you do when you cross between Canada and the United States.
Okay.
Or Mexico and the United States. You had to go across a border. And you, right now, because of the Schengen Agreement that happened, I can Google it and find out when that happened, we no longer needed to do that. We could go back and forth across anybody that belonged to the Schengen countries, and that's a lot of countries. So now what they're saying, in starting in 2023, this ETIAS system is going to be in operation, and travelers who are visiting Europe will be required to obtain one of these before they actually start their travels. So right now, we don't need them, but very likely we will. Now, according to my Google here, it tells me there are 26 member states in the Schengen Agreement. Not necessarily all EU citizens will have to do this, but if you are a U.S. citizen, it looks like we're probably going to have to do this. And it sounds horrible, just like the entry back into Canada this past year. And it's probably not going to be. Initially, it's probably going to be kind of scary because we got to do it online and we've got to download something and all that kind of thing. So if you Google ETIAS.com, it will give you all kinds of information about what this is, how it's going to be used. Is it a visa? Is it just a system for the Schengen countries to take care, control of who's going into their borders? 26 countries belong to Schengen, and most of them are also members of the European Union. And so there are five exceptions: are Republic of Ireland, Cyprus, Croatia, Bulgaria, and Romania. And so there may be some things we need to know about that. But stay tuned. Fox is on top of it. Hey, if we could navigate through a pandemic, we can handle ETIAS.
So every week I come on this show with you, I learn yet one more reason why I will use a travel advisor whenever I travel.
Well, exactly. And, you know, we're pretty good at this because we've been doing these for years for Australia.
Okay.
To visit Australia as a tourist, not a business. So you have a visitor visa or a business visa.
Right.
If you go in as a tourist, we were filling those out for you. That was just an online thing that basically you gave them all the information that is on your passport and said what day you were arriving and what day you were leaving.
Okay.
And then voila, we took a screenshot of it. That's all we really had. There may be a better system as we move forward. And so, yeah, it sounds scary, but it should not deter people in any way, shape, or form.
All right. One segment left. Get your calls in. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station. Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
39 degrees for a high today, sitting at 35. I'm Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. Final segment, let's jump right over to the phones and talk to Darren in Waukesha. Good morning, Darren. What's your question?
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, I was in, you actually started talking about a little while ago about Punta Cana. I was there about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I believe it was Grand Palladium. I don't know if it's still called that.
Yep.
I've been looking at the Hard Rock.
Oh,
I was just
yeah.
curious as your opinion at that or something else in that price range. I'm looking probably $3,500 total.
Okay, so Hard Rock is a good, good choice. I would have zero problem recommending Hard Rock. It's a good location. The rooms are good. If you've looked online, you know what to expect with regard to the ambiance and the decor and all that kind of stuff. I would say it has a bit of a party atmosphere. Nothing wrong with that whatsoever. If you're looking for something a little bit more subdued than that, one of the Majestic Resorts would fit into that category probably, or Excellence Resorts would fit into that category. So it really is a matter of what you're looking for. Are you looking for a little bit more of a party vibe? Then Hard Rock's going to absolutely be your choice.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for the info.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
It.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling,
wow.
Darren.
Good choice to have to make. Wow.
Yeah, right? Yeah, so let's wrap it up. We're getting towards the end here. A few minutes left. Tell people how we get in touch with you. What are the big trips that we're trying to fill before we lose seats? All
yeah.
that good stuff.
So what we want to do is let everybody know that Alaska's just booming. I mean, there is literally nothing left except my trip, and that I should not feel bad about because they added a second coach.
Oh, there you go.
So they were like, Rose, can you do two coaches again? I was like, absolutely. I do not mind doing it. So if you were looking for that, please get on that because we're running out of room there as well. But we've also got some great, great opportunities for you to do Europe in 2023. And what you can do is go to the resources tab, vacation travel shows and virtual events, where not only can you sign up for the Give the Gift of Disney virtual travel show on November 16th, which has nothing to do with Europe in 2023, but you can also see the 2023 Europe collection, Fox Group Vacations virtual travel show, where we highlight what is going on in 2023. And there are some great, great opportunities there. We have got some customized trips that you can't find anywhere. You can't open a brochure and find this Ireland adventure, for example. You can't open a brochure and find captivating Spain and Provence. You can't because we created it. We took our expertise. We took the senior leadership team in our group department. We took Gigi Bromage's information and we rolled it all into what we think is going to be fantastic. We've got space on all three of our river cruises. So Legendary Danube, Burgundy and Provence, and Amsterdam in the Rhine. Colleen tells us she has one seat left on her South Africa, in case anybody's still interested in that. But we know that 2023 is fast approaching, and you're probably thinking, wow, I got to get on 2023. Yeah, you really do. We got pent up demand from people who haven't traveled because of the pandemic for 2 years, who are traveling like mad right now. And so get on that. We'd love to have you join one of our groups. I can tell you, I was just with somebody that was with me on the Ireland group this past May. We happened to run into one another and had a cocktail together at a local watering hole. And she cannot stop raving about her first ever Fox World Travel Group vacation and insists it will not be her last.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we're 43 days out from Christmas, we just figured out.
So now's
the time to get those gifts booked if you're looking to give the gift of travel this.
Or, you know, we always tell people, too, if you just want to, like, get the ball rolling, like, you want to give the kids something, so you start with the passports. You have passport applications in a box, and everybody opens up their passport applications.
That's a great
and Grandpa
idea.
And Grandma are paying for everybody's passport. What does that tell you? We're going to go on a fun trip in the upcoming 2023 or even 2024. Multi-generational trips take a lot of conversations, and it's not something that gets put together lightly, and we know that. So get that ball rolling. Give that gift of travel.
Just for the record, we're going to where are we going?
You're going to the Riviera Maya.
In January, and what we're trying to get another couple from our family on, and the flight's full already. So, like,
you're
talking, you need to book ahead of time. Like, don't wait till the last minute to do this stuff because you may not be able to go.
Right.
Yeah, plan ahead.
Right. And people are saying to us, well, I'm going to wait if there's a deal. Well, here's the thing. If there's not a seat on
there's
a plane
no
or a cabin on a ship or a spot on the motor coach, there's no deal to be had.
Yeah.
So Please don't wait. Please get on it right now. 866-GO-FOX-GO, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Virtual is always available to you. And thanks to all the veterans. I didn't get a chance to say that. Yeah. And wow, what a special day it was on WTMJ all day yesterday
as
they were saluting our veterans. So one day late and a dollar short, Rose Gray and Fox World Travel salute the veterans.
Awesome. Always good to see you.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.